Has fatherhood changed Blake Wheeler?
I don't know. You have to ask my wife. I'm not sure. I think my biceps have gotten a little bigger from carrying him around so much, so it's definitely one of the perks.
How was Germany?
It was awesome. It was a great experience. Munich, couldn't have picked a better city to go to. So we had a great time, great experience, and was able to get myself into to game shape and start feeling good about myself.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you feel you're more prepared than others, maybe when the season does start?
Today I didn't. The jet lag has kind of got a hold of me right now. But I think I personally speaking, I can't really get into game shape without playing games. You can only do so much, and that's speaking only for myself. Other guys might be able to, get themselves into the shape they need to get into. But for me, I need to be in the game and, get everything moving in the right direction and get your timing down. And I was able to accomplish that, I think.
Was it a difficult decision?
It was hard, especially the timing of it. I left pretty quick after the birth of my son, so that was tough. But it was a decision my wife and I made together. She'd been to Munich before, and the minute I brought Munich up, she said, "You got to go do it." We were in it together. She did everything at home for a few weeks, and then when they came over, it was great to see him again. So that's kind of the way things work in our profession. Sometimes the unsung heroes are the people that are doing everything at home for you, and she did a great job and was able to let me go and get myself into shape because it's a big year for us.
Why Germany? Why did you pick that league and that team? I
had friends that went and played over there and had a really good experience, and I had some familiarity with things that they told me. And like I said, once Munich was brought up, it was kind of a slam dunk. There was one, you really can't pick a better city. I already said that. So it made the decision a little bit easier knowing that I was going to a really good spot.
How would you compare the hockey to the NHL?
Well, first and foremost, the rink's a lot bigger, so that just changes everything right from there. So it wasn't necessarily what I was expecting. You think you go and play in Europe, and it's going to be wide open, back and forth, run and gun hockey, and it was definitely a little bit more defensive than I thought it would be, and I think that made it even better. That you had to earn your scoring chances. You had to get back into protecting the puck and doing some of those little things that, if you're just going back and forth, exchanging odd man rushes, you might not be able to get some of those benefits.
So that's why you just only 6 goals, I think, and like 15 assists or something for you there?
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds about right.
That's why, because you didn't score as many goals as maybe we would have thought you would have scored.
Well, I think you watched me enough last year. I think you know the way I play. I think I did create a lot of chances. If you would ask me if I scored as much as I could have scored, I think the answer would obviously be no. But you know what? Get that out of the way and start scoring in bunches when you go over here. How about that?
How excited are you about the start of this season?
I can't wait. It was a big load off of all of our shoulders. I think all of us were just chomping at the bit to get back out here. And I think everyone felt that it had gone too long and it had gotten to be kind of a joke a little bit. So we were just really happy that we can get back on the ice and start, doing what we love to do, and hopefully putting out a good product on the ice for all the fans.
What are the chances of this Jets team this year in a 48-game schedule getting into the playoffs?
Well, I think they're great. There's no reason why we can't get off to a great start. And, those first few games are going to be at a premium for everyone. Everyone starts off in first place and everyone's in last place too, with 48 games left. So, you get off to a good start, and all of a sudden the games are winding down. And you can put yourself into a really good position if you can get off to a good start.
Will Europe help you get off to a good start? You've always mentioned you're a bit of a streaky player, but when you do catch fire, there's a lot of points there. Will that experience help you going into a shortened season?
I think so. That's why I did it. That's why I went over there to try to get into game shape and try to get the timing down of playing in games and all those little things, like I said before, that I feel I can't do without playing games. So that's why I went over there to get into that shape, and hopefully that's what happens when it starts.
A couple of changes on the Jets team this year.